powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Well, hello again. Amazing. Thank you so much for your kindness. And golly, I don't know what else to say other than golly. With that said, let's pray. Let's see here. Where in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, we'll just do the memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, and let's go to the big book on the coffee table. It's What We Do. Well, oh, good grief. I have a phone ringing that I forgot to turn off. Oh, dear. Let's see here.
There is something the matter with your phone.
Yes, it's on. That's the problem. You know, phones are a mixed blessing. This is just a little aside that Alexander Graham Bell thought instead of what we should say when we picked up the phone was ahoy. And I think it was Thomas Edison who voted for hello. So they were both things you shouted from ship to ship. But that said, is that pointless. Let's go to the reading. This is about Tyre, and Tyre is a city on the coast of Lebanon, and it has a fascinating history, and I think you'll understand a little bit more about this reading with the history. I occupy a godly throne in the heart of the sea, the prince of Tyre. What did that mean? The prince of Tyre was a fellow named Ithobal III, and this is right at the time of the first exile. Remember that there were two exiles, there was a preliminary exile, and then the kings of Judea tried to make alliances and rebel against the Babylonians, and they came down on them like ugly on an ape, and they destroyed the city, the temple, and the monarchy, the whole thing. And this was at the time of the first exile, and Ezekiel was still, I believe, in the Holy Land. Well, he says, you say, a god am I to the prince of Tyre, Ithobal III. I occupy a godly throne in the heart of the sea. You see, Tyre was an island just off the coast of Lebanon, and eventually it's now a peninsula because Alexander the Great built a causeway to conquer the city. He was going to conquer Tyre, and I wonder if some of these prophetic words don't apply to that, because Ithobal III didn't die the death that this Ezekiel prophesies here. But eventually the city of Tyre did. It was ruined economically. Now, Tyre was famous for its merchant capabilities. It was a great maritime island. But what it really did was produce a dye from mollusks that was very expensive, and it was called Tyrian purple. It became reserved to the family of the emperors of Rome eventually. But there's reference to it. It talks about they shall run them through your, they shall draw their swords against your beauteous wisdom. They shall run them through your splendid apparel. They shall thrust you down to the pit there to die a bloodied corpse in the heart of the sea. That didn't exactly happen to Ithobal, but it did, in a sense, happen to Tyre. And this is a prophetic word. Even in the book of Ezekiel, it talks about Ithobal surviving the Babylonian siege that was on for years. It utterly ruined the economy of Tyre. So that's, I don't know, that's useful background, but... I think it makes it more, well, more, I don't know, backgroundy. All right, let's go to the reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew 19, the 23rd chapter and following. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven." Now, let me interpret this in my own peculiar and I hope correct way. I warn you to take it with a grain of salt. When you see kingdom of heaven, think of royal nature of God. Kingdom is basileia. It means kingliness. Heaven is a euphemism or a circumlocation, rather, for God in the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew's Gospel was addressed most probably to people whom today we would call Jewish, and they try very hard not to, they don't say the sacred name of God, and they substitute the word Lord, Adonai, and they only use that when they're praying. When a Jew talks about God, he says the name Hashem, or he'll say Shmaim, which means heaven. And that's what Matthew's doing here. He's saying the basileia, the royalness of heaven, the royalness of, so it's the royalness of God. I'm quite sure that that's in most contexts what this means. So, well, you isn't it going to heaven when you die? No. It includes that, but let me kind of just play with this. Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter into his royal inheritance. Huh? Yeah, we're made royalty by the adoption of God. God adopts us, and we're princes and princesses of the kingdom. So the idea is, it's very hard for someone who already thinks they're all that to enter this royal inheritance. Why do I need God? And I think that's what's going on in our times today. We're very prosperous, but the sign, the emblem of our prosperity, I think, are our handheld devices. You know, young people are not as interested in religion as they might have been at one time. Well, why? They don't need God. They've got all the answers they need right in their hand. So now, moving along here, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of the needle. I'm going to make that my word. I had a useless odd word of the day, which I might throw in, but I'm going to make camel the word of the day because I think it'll take a little time to talk about this. So, this is a great promise of God that who can be saved? For God, all things are possible. We'll talk about that in the Word of the Day, because Father Rocky's here, and I'm gonna hand the microphone to Father Rocky, who's gonna share, and he's always got something good to say.
Father Rocky here, asking you to answer the call. Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio. So four times a year, we pass the basket and ask you for financial help. It's our summer pledge drive. And do we have a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level? It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe image on an arched slate tile. It's really special. Take a look for yourself at relevantradio.com or on the app. This Guadalupe traditional slate tile can stand upright on a desk, shelf, or table, and no two slate tiles are the same. Again, this beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe tile is our gift to you at the $50 a month giving level. We have matching funds this hour, so your $50 gift will be doubled if you give now. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
Slate tile is absolutely gorgeous. You can check it out when you visit our website, relevantradio.com, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Mary Graham in here with Neil Robbins, and we are in need of 125 brave souls who are going to step up during this hour and say, "I'm going to help support Father Simon" on this Tuesday afternoon, the second day of our pledge drive. It's real easy. You can answer the call at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or by calling 877-291-0123.
125 people to step up and support Father Simon. Think of what you've learned from Father Simon. Think about the times that you've actually laughed out loud listening to Father Simon. And I know my person next to my office, Diana, I have to tell her, you know, she asked, why are you laughing? Father Simon, that's the answer. Okay, how many times have you laughed when you've listened to Father Simon? I know you've learned a lot. Well, you need to get behind Father Simon right now. Make a pledge to Relevant Radio. Answer the call. Get online, relevantradio.com, the app, or give us a call, 877-291-0123. Mary, it is another partnership challenge hour, so every dollar that comes in will be doubled by our generous benefactors.
That's absolutely right. You can make your gift double. If you want to join Julie in Libertyville, Illinois, $50 gift became $100. We had $100 coming in from San Ramona, California, or San Ramon. Thank you so much for your gift. It was doubled. And a $1,200 gift from an anonymous donor in Armona, California. Thank you so much for your gift and your support. It is double dollar for dollar. With that $1,200 gift, you're also going to receive that Sacred and Immaculate Hearts keepsake box. It's beautiful, a great little box to maybe keep your rosary or your sacramentals in, or you can put it at your door and keep your car keys in it. Gentle reminder as you head out and get in the door to say a little prayer and a little prayer of thanksgiving when you get home for safe travels. It is beautiful. You can see both of these items, the slate Guadalupe image and also the box, along with the book that we've got available, when you stop by relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone and tablet to make your gift. 125 people. So far we've had, it looks like, about 17 that have reached out during this hour. Will you join us and join the team here at relevantradio.com or by using the app on your smartphone or tablet? Answer the call. It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. A partnership challenge hour, which means your gift will be matched 100%. It's a dollar for dollar match. 125 people is what we need to reach out during this hour and answer the call.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore.
Thank goodness I don't have a yacht to sail from shore to shore. They say a boat is a hole in the water into which you pour money. But moving along here, let us go to letters. This is from Steve, who... You know, we've been talking recently about a good way to study the Bible, and I really think that a good first course is the Bible Timeline with Jeff Cavins. And then I got some wonderful advice from Father Mike you move on to the I think it's the Augustine Institute, the Bible in a Year, and then you jump into the deep end of the pool with Dr. Bergsma and Dr. Pitre's book on the Old Testament. But this is from Steve, who's, I too am a student of Jeff Cavin. The Gospel of the Temple Tax and the Fish with the Coin, he says, is the first time Peter makes a decision that Christ honors. After Peter says that they do pay the tax, as soon as he comes into the room, Jesus questions him. Also, the coin paid for the two of them, not all the apostles, signifies importance. I think it's an amazing take on the reading. And I've used that to show friends about the primacy of Peter, to no avail, of course. In other words, what he's saying is that Peter makes a decision and Jesus says, right. You know, what you bound on earth, Jesus said, you're right. Yeah, we do pay the temple tax because it was optional. It wasn't, it was optional legally, not socially. You get a lot of pressure to pay it. That's why he said we don't want to cause scandal. And also that it was just paid for Jesus and Peter, for the two of us. It implies a great closeness between Jesus and Peter. So I thought that was an interesting take on it that Steve shares with us from, Jeff. All right. There was a woman, this letter is from Marge, there was a woman asking if Saturday was legal for, if Saturday p.m. was legal for Sunday, ending, you said yes, Saturday was Sunday Mass and not Tuesday. In other words, did I say when I was talking about if anybody heard me say that she was asking if Mass on Tuesday counted for Sunday. No, she was asking if I believe if I said Tuesday, I misspoke. That the woman who called in asked, did an 11 a.m. Mass Saturday count for Sunday obligation? And of course, no. That unless there's a special dispensation from the local bishop, that the Mass must be offered after 4 on Saturday evening. And that's because for us, Sunday begins on Saturday evening. We follow the Jewish custom on solemnities on Sunday. That's where the Jews get it from. They look at the Bible and they say in Genesis, the first chapter, it was evening and morning the first day. So God started things at night. The darkness gave way to light. And thus, we have the idea that on Sunday we really start the evening of Saturday. So it's just a leftover of our Jewish heritage. Okay, let's see here. Where was I? Okay. All right. Let me see. Okay, this is an interesting one here. Oh, I got it. This is a fun one. Somebody asked me how do I tell non-Catholics to pray to Mary? Where do I say it says in the Bible to pray to Mary? Well, I wrote back that we really pray with Mary. You know, we're asking our Blessed Mother to join us in prayer and to intercede for us. That's what we're doing. You know, the word pray simply means to ask. That's what we're doing. We're asking our Blessed Mother and the communion of saints to join us in prayer. So if you don't believe that the saints can pray for us, especially the Blessed Mother, the first of saints, the Queen of Saints, if you don't believe that they can intercede for us, you better not ask your pastor to pray for you. You know, you better not ask other people to pray for you. People say, Jesus only, Jesus only. Well, then you better not ask people to pray for you. And that's ridiculous. Jesus said, what I have done and greater will you do. He says that in the Gospel of John. And he expects us to intercede for one another because that's his work. He the scripture says he lives to make intercession for us. Jesus intercedes for us and he expects us to intercede for one another. There is joy in a human family when the kids ask dad for something together. Now, of course, they can nag him, but when the kids have a unanimity and they've got one another's backs, this brings joy to human parents. That's a very important thing. So if you don't think that the saints can intercede for us, especially the Blessed Mother, you darn well better not be asking other people to pray for you. But they do intercede, so I encourage you to ask for prayer. And where does it say in the Bible we should pray to Mary? Well, where does it say in the Bible we should go to church on Sunday? Well, Luke 1:48, all generations will call me blessed. The Catholic Church teaches you must have a devotion to the Blessed Mother. It doesn't say what that devotion is. Now, for me, the rosary is the paramount devotion to the Blessed Mother. It is, the phones are open. I don't know that I mentioned that. At 888-914-9142. 888-914-91. Oh, good grief. Why did I throw in the two? The voice in my head is correcting me. 888-914-9149. One more time. 888-914-9149. We got lots of lines open to answer any questions you may have about the Lord of the Faith Church and the Big Book on the Coffee Table. Let me get back to this calling the Blessed Mother blessed. We, you know, a ridiculous article in the Atlantic Monthly just said that the rosary is a dangerous symbol of extremism. It's if it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. Very sad that there would be people who would think that the rosary is in any way a dangerous prayer, it is dangerous to one being in particular, the devil. Let me pull this up. It was a fellow from Canada who wrote this article in the Atlantic magazine. An article by Daniel Panettone, how extremist gun culture co-opted the rosary. What? And then there was a similar article speaking ill of Catholic pro-lifers. But this idea that the rosary is dangerous, yes, it is to the devil. Because what you're doing when you say the rosary is you're quoting Holy Scripture. You're reminding the devil that God so loved the word. When you say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Jesus. We're quoting scripture, what the angels greeting to the Blessed Mother, and then the angels greeting to the Blessed Mother, and the greeting of Saint Elizabeth. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. We're quoting the Bible. The devil doesn't like that to begin with, but we're quoting the Bible in a very special way, saying that that a woman's body is sacred and the source of human life. So, yeah, it is dangerous to people who hate human life, people who hate children, people who hate humanity, and those are all things that are true of the devil. So keep saying your rosary, no matter how dangerous it is. Locked and loaded with the rosary, and that's it. All right, let me go back to how are we doing time-wise here? What are we doing? Let's see here. I think I got another letter that I can deal with. Is that the word I want to say? Why was the holy day of the Assumption transferred to Sunday? I understand the solemnities of the feast and the feast days and how they work. Let's see here. Was the solemnity? This is a rather long letter. I don't think it was transferred to Sunday, at least where I was. In this letter's from Houston. The sources I used had the holy day on Monday, the 15th. A dear voice in my head, that was the Feast of the Assumption, wasn't it? Was it Monday? Yeah, Monday, right? Yesterday.
Yes, yesterday was the Feast of the Assumption, though.
Yes, it was the Feast of the Assumption. So it was not a holy day of obligation. The bishops have said that when some of the holy days, the less universal holy days, when they occur on the Saturday or the Monday, they're still holy days. They're not days of obligation because of the exigencies of the modern world, I suppose one would say. But it wasn't transferred to Sunday. So I don't know. Well, that said, we're going to go into the pitch window. And that means we're going to pitch. What are we going to pitch? Money. But again, thanks for being so generous.
Indeed, thank you so much for your generosity. Answer the call now at relevantradio.com, on the app or at 877-291-0123. We are looking for 125 fans of the Father Simon Says Show to get a hold of us this hour. Give whatever dollar amount you are comfortable with. Can be, we get a lot of people giving us $5, $10, $15, whatever you have is terrific. And maybe you don't have anything to give right now. We understand. Please do pray for us, though. You can give in any amount, and your gift will be doubled this hour. We have a partnership challenge hour underway, and we're looking for 125 people to join us, to step up and support Relevant Radio and support Father Simon Says. And we do have a special online gift, Mary Graham, that Father Rocky recorded recently.
It is called the Cardinal Dolan's 10 Resolutions for Your Eucharistic Revival. We are on the first of a three-year Eucharistic revival, something we so desperately need here in our world, and it's happening right here in the good old USA, you know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, and that's yours, a free download when you make your gift at relevantradio.com or use the app on your smartphone or tablet. I love this. This is actually the second time I've seen this popping up today. We have an anonymous donor from Tribuco Canyon, California, making their second gift for the day. I think they feel kind of responsible to spread the love out. Same thing here with an anonymous donor from Austin, Texas, making their second gift today for $1 a day. Thank you for your help and your support. We have Spencer in Philadelphia, $300, and that's a recurring gift society member. That too is going to be doubled. Every gift coming in this hour is matched 100%.
Mary, did you hear Kale's excuse for not being able to do math well? He mentioned this last hour. Kale is our resident Canadian here at Relevant Radio. His pledge drive math excuse was numbers are different in Canada. So that's his excuse. We have other excuses. Want to thank in Canada, Dorothy in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Easy for me to say. $75 becoming $150. Thank you, Maria in Chicago, for your $50 gift. The calls and the pledges keep coming in, and we need your pledge to support Father Simon Says. Our need this week to cover our operating expenses is $3 million, so we sure could use every bit of support. We've got a long way to go until Friday evening at 5 o'clock. That's when we have to have that $3 million raised. So please give in any amount right now. Your gift is doubled. Looking for 125 people this hour at relevantradio.com, the app, or Mary at 877-291-0123.
And it looks like we still need 90 people reaching out in the next 30 minutes. Answer the call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or better yet, go to relevantradio.com or simply open up that app on your smartphone or tablet.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
Well, just I'm talking to the voice in my head during the break, and two things. The lines are wide open, and I will have time to answer some phone calls. So at 888-914-9149. Ha! I got it right. 888-914-9149. I will do my best to answer your questions about the Lord, the Faith, the Church, and the Big Book on the coffee table. But we were talking about bated breath. Odd phrase, isn't it? If you think of it as bait, like to catch fish, well, that's awful. Your breath smells like bait? No. It's related to the word for abatement. It's held back. It's restricted. With breath held, I just think that's interesting. But I'm easily entertained. That's exactly. But more importantly, I want to read a letter that I got from John in New Jersey, from John Paul. And he just is talking about I don't know if you ever heard of the Grand Inquisitor scene from the Brothers Karamazov by Fyodor Dostoevsky. It's a kind of fantasy, not Brothers Karamazov, but this particular part. And Jesus returns to the earth, and he's arrested, and he's jailed. The Grand Inquisitor visits him in his cell to tell him that the church no longer needs him. He explains to Jesus why his return would interfere with the mission of the church. The Grand Inquisitor knows well how to reverse the examples of Christ and to plagiarize his church and her teachings with variant twists. He explains to one of the Karamazovs, Alyosha, that his poem is called The Grand Inquisitor. Of the faithful, he projects, oh, we shall allow them even sin. They are weak and helpless, and they will love us like children because we allow them to sin. We shall tell them that every sin will be expiated if it is done with our permission, that is, with the church's permission, that we allow them to sin because we love them, and the punishment for these sins we take upon ourselves. We shall take it upon ourselves, and they will adore us as their saviors, who have taken on themselves their sins before God, and they will have no secrets from us. We shall allow or forbid them to live with their wives and mistresses, to have or not to have children according to whether they have been obedient or disobedient. They will submit to us gladly and cheerfully. Lo and behold, priests are present. This is John Paul saying this. Priests at present are promulgating sins to the amelioration of guilt, the celebration of liberty. How well Dostoevsky understood the psyche, the fallen psyche of man. John Paul, that is on spot. I look at the church in the land of my ancestors, and the idea that we somehow have to catch up with the times. I heard another person accusing a bishop of being out of step with the times. Well, the times stink. Hurrah for the bishop. This is profound. It's almost prophetic. Dostoevsky was looking ahead, and this idea that somehow people will love us more because we entertain them or we allow them to sin. You know, I look at the situation in the church, and if we offer them nothing different than the world, why should they pay any attention to us? If we say there's a different and better way to live, well, guess what? They respond to that wholeheartedly. All right. Do we have any phone calls yet, dear voice? Oh, let me go to a word of the day. I need to go to the word of the day. And I want to take the word of the day from the...
I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, exactly my point today. When Jesus says that... Peter says to him, let's go back to the gospel. And Jesus says that it's impossible for one who is rich to want the inheritance that is his, the kingdom of God. He doesn't need God. He doesn't need God. You know, I got everything I need. Why should I go to church? Oh, you're gonna need God at some point. So the Dostoevsky reading fits in wonderfully with the readings of the day, that the king of Tyre said, I'm a god, I don't need God. The rich man says, I don't need God. And it was thought that at the time of Christ that if you were rich, that God had favored you. And Jesus is saying it's quite the opposite, that the rich are given, when a person is given much property, he has much responsibility. That's different. What was our property, as I've shared with you, becomes our responsibility. We once owned things, but when we give our life to Christ, we become the stewards of what we own. Now, let's go to this word of the day. The word of the day is camel. You know, that it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. I have heard people say, well, there was a gate in Jerusalem next to the Great Gate. When they locked the Great Gate, if you came as a merchant or a traveler late, they would let you in this little shorter gate, and you'd have to take everything off your camel and bring it through the gate, and then the camel would sort of shimmy on his knees through the gate. Camels don't shimmy on their knees. I have met camels. They are difficult beasts. But this is, so you take everything off, but you get it all back. There was no gate at the time of Christ called the Eye of the Needle. Centuries later, there was a gate apparently that was named for this parable called the Eye of the Needle. But there was no gate at the time of Christ that we know of called the Eye of the Needle. What probably Jesus was doing was using the Aramaic word camel, which meant a camel's hair rope. It was a big, thick rope that was used for a ship's hawser. And this is humorous again. This is a funny story. Just as when Jesus said, how can you take the speck out of your brother's eye when you got a board, a beam in your own? That's funny. I remember one of my confirmation kids, when he heard that parable, started laughing. I thought, how disrespectful. And then I thought, he's right. It's funny. You know, here, let me help you with that. Well, this is the same kind of idea. It's easier to get a ship's hawser, a nautical rope through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into his inheritance, his royal inheritance, the wealth, which is God's love, because he's already got enough wealth and it isn't God's love. So this idea, I think, is very, very important to understand that if we think we're too big, you know, we think we can get in there, and we're really too big for ourselves, it isn't going to work. I much prefer that interpretation, that camel refers to a kind of rope. It's easier for a rope to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter into God's royal court, God's royal inheritance. That's the way I read it, and I hope I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong about this one because it does talk about going into some place, but who knows? All right, let us go to phone calls. Oh, the miracle moment. I've just been blathering away forgetting about the miracle moment. It's a miracle when I remember something these days.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hi, Patrick. As you know, I'm a recent convert. I was welcomed into the church, Easter Vigil, and I've got some wonderful news, man. My 19-year-old son will be starting RCIA this fall, and he is becoming Catholic. And glory to God,
wonderful.
I'm just elated about this.
Evangelical background, if I'm not mistaken. Is that how he was raised as well?
I was baptized originally in a Pentecostal church and then eventually came into the Presbyterian fold. Mm. And he watched my journey, which began with you and Relevant Radio 3 years ago. And he's even talking about transferring to possibly a Catholic university.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
We are building an army for the Lord here at Relevant Radio, and we're doing it with your help. We need help right now, as a matter of fact. We still need 73 people who can reach out here in the next 20 minutes, technically 18 minutes. Are you counting there? Are they coming in slowly but surely, Neil?
They're coming in. I was trying to confuse you.
Yeah, don't do that. RelevantRadio.com, using the app on your smartphone or tablet, is the best way to answer the call. Of course, the phone lines are open at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Surely there are at least 73 people who are interested in showing some love to Father Simon that want to reach out and respond right now.
There have to be across this big country, and we know we have listeners in Canada and many other countries around the world. So, hey, get on the horn online, relevantradio.com, on the app, or if calling is your only way to get a hold of us, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Some great testimonials coming into the Pledge Center. Here's one that says, thank you for bringing God's sunshine into my life at a time when stress seems to be the theme each day. Kind of relate to that one, huh? Thank you for Relevant Radio. Love the calm from the shows in this crazy world. So those two kind of go together. And what's your story? Relevant Radio is here day in and day out to explain the faith to you. Great shows like Father Simon Says to explain the faith. And we need your help right now to help pay our operating expenses for the next 3 months. Every gift that comes in right now is doubled, so get a hold of us. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123 to show your support for Father Simon Says.
Thank you to Ann in Blairsden, California. $1,100 gift. It was doubled to $2,200. Dolores in Desert Hot Springs, California. $20 was doubled to $40. And Shane in Gibsonton, Florida. Your $20 was doubled to $40. And that's one of our newer markets that we've got here. We are expanding across the country. Thanks to you, we can reach that many more generous souls and precious souls. We need to keep this train going. Answer the call now at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your cell, on your tablet or cell phone, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We need 150 people reaching out this hour and answering the call. So far, we've got 52 in, so we need you to join the team here, 877-291-0123.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Your dreams, your ticket out. That reminds me of the afternoon nap. All right. Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm delighted to be here, and I hope you're delighted to be here. And again, thanks so much for all your kindness and for sustaining this work. It's your work. I just get to blather. You're the ones who do the good stuff. Speaking of which, let's go to phone calls.
The phone is ringing.
The phone is ringing. That's Inspector Clouseau. Who have we got now, dear voice in my head? Hello? I can't hear anything. Oh, Ryan. Ryan, are you with us, Ryan?
Yes, Father Simon. How are you? God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a little foggy today, but that's because I'm anticipating the after lunch nap. But what can I do for old people? We do this. What can I do for you, Ryan?
Okay, so I have a question. My son keeps getting confronted with this by other family members that aren't necessarily devout Catholics. So I'll just put it in the form of a statement and see how I should respond. But this is what he keeps hearing. He says, I don't need to get baptized because I believe that being just a good person will get me to heaven, and Jesus wouldn't make good people go to hell. How do I respond to this in a loving manner and also teach my son the correct form?
Oh. How old is your son?
He's 11 years old, and it's about the third time he's heard it from one of the adults.
Okay. Okay. Well, the fact is that, you know, maybe you can have him listen to this on the podcast. In my line of work, I've met a lot of people who died and lived to tell about it, and it's very interesting I have met people who have claimed to have gone to hell. In fact, is someone I know quite well. How can that possibly be if God is love and all that, and he finds us, why would he send us to hell? And the fact is, he doesn't send us to hell. He finds us there. That the people I have met who have died and lived to tell about it, you know, these beyond, back the tunnel, all that sort of thing, what happens when you die is time stops. And if you have decided to live only for yourself, then that's who you will be forever, eternally alone. The people I've met who had a bad experience of death, no light, no tunnel, just dark, that's what they talked about, it, this incredible aloneness. Jesus talked about hell as the outer darkness. Heaven was a wedding banquet. Hell was the outer darkness where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. So if we choose in our life to be interested in only in ourselves, that's who we'll be forever. And that's kind of how human beings are. You know, human beings are very selfish. I am. We think about bottom line for us. And the idea that I can do anything I please because I'm me, well, that prepares us for hell. And, you know, that people who have researched this field find that if they question people immediately after being revived from one of these near-death experiences, a lot more people have a bad death experience than they used to think. That's the point of it, that if we're number one in our lives, that's who we'll be forever, eternally alone, eternally in the darkness. That's the point. And you know, Jesus said very clearly that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. That good works are essential for eternal life because they reflect who we are. If we are just only interested in ourselves and what we can make and the pleasure that we can have, well, then that's who we'll be forever. And when we die, we give up all the toys that distract us in this life. You think that will help?
I do, but just for clarification, so would denying being baptized be a selfish or like the opposite of good works? I'm still getting confused.
Oh, yeah.
I can still be incredible. I don't need to be baptized. I'm like,
No, well, if Jesus asks you to be baptized, If God asks you to do something, and you say, no, I don't want to do that. I don't need it. I don't need, you're saying, I don't need you, God. And we do need him. You know, we read in St. Paul says in Ephesians, the second chapter, that he's prepared good works for us, that we might walk in them. He's asked that we be baptized. And the reason he's asked we be baptized is so that we have a moment in which we understand that God is calling us to love him and to belong to him and to say, oh, no, I don't want to be baptized. I'll do it my own way, God. I don't need you. That's real egotism. So, you know, egotism is the very definition of hell. We're bound by the sacraments. Catechism says God is not, but we are bound by the sacraments. So, yeah, if God's asked you to do something, and you say, nah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do it the way I want. Do you think this prepares us for eternal relationship with God and with one another? I don't think so. So I hope that helps.
It does, Father. Thank you so much. I'm so blessed.
All right. God bless. God bless.
Great to be
Catholic. Well, it's an
Bye
honor.
Bye.
It's an honor. All right. Whom do we have now, dear voice in my head? Boy, that was... You know, I was thinking of something Cardinal George says. A person who creates his own religion soon finds he's worshiping himself. But whom do we have now from Santa Clara? Norman Hi. From Santa Clara. What can I do for you, Norman?
Hi, Father. First time caller. Love the show and calling
Thanks.
The show. I had a question. You know, I have a lot of friends that are of different denominations, especially a couple mm-hmm. of the, like Judaism
sure.
and Muslims. And
sure.
when they say they're praying for you, you know, for your family that may be going through something or for something good outcome,
mm-hmm.
How
sure.
far does that go with God if they're not necessarily Catholic? I would think it's a good thing, but how much does it count?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It counts a lot because you see God. This is the neat thing about Christianity. Other religions, different religions in the world say that God only loves people in that religion. We believe that God loves every single human being infinitely, and he doesn't refuse to listen to them. In fact, is the word God is an Indo-European, it comes from an Indo-European word, a root word that means the one to whom prayers are addressed. And that's what I read, so it must be true, of course. But the idea that people pray, to pray is to love, and love is never wasted. So if a Buddhist friend or a Muslim friend says, I'm praying for you, thank them. And God, he loves them infinitely, uniquely, but infinitely. God does not love Catholics more than he loves. It's as if you had a bunch of kids and some of them, you know, refuse to associate with the family. You don't stop loving them. In a way, you long for them even more. So, yeah, the idea of prayer counting, prayer always counts because to pray genuinely when you pray for someone is to love them, and God is love. Now, that doesn't mean that those religions, just fine, whatever religion you are. I don't think that's true at all. I think I believe that the Catholic Church is the church established by Jesus through the ministry of the apostles. And it's the most effective way for God to reach us. I said, well, you can reach God through any religion. That, I suppose that's true. But the most effective way that God can reach us is through the love of Christ on the cross, which is renewed at every single Mass. So one religion is not as good as another, I don't believe. But one human being is as loved by God as another. So does that help a little?
Yeah, it helps a great deal. It's consistent with keeping that open mind and just having goodwill towards your
yeah.
neighbors in general.
Yes, and remember, one should always have an open mind, but it's quite another thing to let geese fly around in there.
Father Simon Says here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Hi, it's Neil Robbins and Mary Graham taking over here, asking you to answer the call. This is our Answer the Call Summer Pledge Drive. We have a need of $3 million to hit by 5 p.m. Friday afternoon. And this particular hour, we are sure hoping and praying for 125 people, 125 fans of Father Simon Says to step forward and help us out for our pledge drive. You can give in any amount and the gift will be doubled this hour. We again have a $3 million need. Any amount that you can help us with is much appreciated. RelevantRadio.com is where you can give. You can also give by tapping the Relevant Radio app. And you can also give by calling 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Relevant Radio is here for you every single day with great shows like Father Simon Says, teaching you the faith. Relevant Radio is like an ongoing spiritual and religious education. And right now, this week, we're asking you to pony up a little bit of tuition for your friends, your family members, even for yourself, so you can keep on learning when you tune in to Relevant Radio. Give what you can right now. It will be doubled. Give it relevantradio.com on the app or 877-291-0123. Mary, only about 33 more calls, people to step forward for the rest of the hour here. Not bad.
Not bad. We've made progress. Let's keep that progress going at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Thank you to Charles in Winthrop Harbor, Illinois. Your gift of $25 was doubled. Lucille in Chicago, your $20 gift was doubled. Tammy, $10. Thank you so much. Stephen in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, $150. That's how we do it. Every single gift is matched 100% during this partnership challenge hour. Can you help out too? Can you be one of the last 30 people or so who join us here at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. I know a lot of folks wait till the last few minutes of the hour to go, I'm going to see if they really need me to step up to the plate this hour. So yes, we do really need you. We need you to reach out now and answer the call.
It is the final couple minutes of the hour. So yes, it is time to call right now. 877-291-0123. Give online on the app or relevantradio.com. And we should also mention that Father Rocky, a couple of weeks ago, sat down and recorded a brand new talk. And for the material, he used Cardinal Dolan's 10 Resolutions for Your Eucharistic Revival. As you probably know by now, I think it's been a couple of months now, the U.S. Catholic bishops announced a 3-year Eucharistic revival. And Cardinal Dolan put together 10 resolutions for your Eucharistic revival. And Father Rocky kind of guides you through those 10 resolutions. A great talk. And that talk is yours, an extra bonus gift when you give online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. What are we down to now, Mary?
Looks like we're down to another 25 people. We can make this happen. There's a couple of minutes left in this hour. Will you be one of those 25 that either stops by the website, relevantradio.com, uses the app on your smartphone or tablet, or calls 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Keith in Appleton, Wisconsin, you made that $600 gift. That means you're getting this beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe detailed slate tile. And you can see that posted either at the website or on our app. We have Morrow in Westchester, Illinois, $100. Mary in Chicago, $50. Debbie in McHenry, Illinois, $150. Thank you for your help and your support. And here, I love it, Andrea. Thank you, Andrea. She said, you know what? I've already given once during this pledge drive, but I'm going to throw in another $20 to make sure we hit our goal for this hour.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123.
Not too bad. 20 more gifts to go. Can you be one of 20 people to get us to our goal of the hour? 125 people stepping forward to support Father Simon Says and to support the work of Relevant Radio. A dollar for dollar match. We only need 20 more people to step forward. Please get a hold of us right now. RelevantRadio.com. You can tap the Relevant Radio app or give us a call. 877-291-0123.